This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our country's truck drivers, the over-the-road drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe and Gab and Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check us out at our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now from the panhandle where he's getting ready to get himself wet, not as wet as some other folks will be, it's Frank Solato from the Underground USA.com website.
Mr. Captain.
Yep. And all your fans from Navarre are in the hotel next door because they don't want to get soaked. All right, calm down. Calm down over there. Calm down. Okay, there they go. There. Yeah, they came down here.
It's going to get wet. It's going to get wet here. It's not going to be as bad as it is a little west of us. So.
Oh, God. And we will talk about that in a little bit because we have to. But let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Frank, when you take a look at everything that's going on out there, certainly people are very, very concerned about our President Joe Biden and what they're seeing. And in the last few days of being overseas with the G7, and then with Putin, and then coming back over here and stumbling and fumbling and mumbling and almost falling and all that sort of stuff. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who himself is a newly elected congressman in Texas, has called on Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test to assess his mental impairment. Now, we talked about this off air. He doesn't have to do anything.
No, he doesn't. That's a request at best. By the congressman, and it's tit for tat because if you remember when Donald Trump was in there, they talked about his mental state. They wanted him tested, and Jackson came out and said he did give him a test and he excelled.
Yep.
So you know, this is a political game as far as the calling for the cognitive test is concerned. But you know, there is room for concern there. You know, we've seen, and you and I talked about this even during the ending days of his campaign for the presidency. There was a demonstrative shift in his communication abilities, and I for one said I thought that he had a stroke.
Yeah.
You know, there was droopage on one side that I was detecting. He was always wearing glasses, so you couldn't judge his pupils. You couldn't judge his from his eyes, and he's still wearing the aviator glasses. But the one thing that everybody's focused, they keep talking about Kamala. What happens if Biden doesn't finish his term and Kamala becomes president? Well, that's a catastrophe in and of itself.
Yeah.
But everybody's focused on the wrong thing here. It's not so much about Kamala. It's about who do they nominate and install as vice president. Because that field has got some disturbing names when you consider who this group would want to elevate.
Now, I'm just going to go back here and just toss a couple of names out. If the Bidens are, in fact, the people behind Joe Biden and they're calling all the shots, one would think it would be Michelle Obama, correct?
If the Obamas are behind this, yeah.
However, you and I talked about this, and we think it's going to be who?
Well, I'm not going to go out on a limb and predict who it would be. I'm just talking about people who are, when you think about the radical nature of who these people would like, you have to consider the people that were close to the Obamas during his administration.
Yep.
So you do look at a Michelle Obama, but she's really got zero political experience. So yep. There would be some pushback on that. But an Eric Holder.
Yep.
A Susan Rice.
Yep.
Samantha Power.
Yep.
These really far left radical Marxists.
Yep.
This is why I'm saying don't get caught up in the bright shiny thing with Kamala. She's a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a puppet of these people. Even if she rises to the presidency, the Democrats didn't want her in the primaries. She was the first to drop out. She had zero support. They installed her because she was female and because she was a minority, you know. But if we're going the way of the 25th Amendment here, which eventually you're going to start hearing talk about that, and Republicans are going to be pushing it. So, guys, you're facilitating this vice presidential pick by pushing the gas down on this.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful. You know, remember when everybody complained about Tom Daschle being the Senate Majority Leader?
I do.
For the Democrats and how he's awful and anybody would be better. Who do we get after that? We got Harry Reid, you know, who pulled the nuclear option. So be very careful what you wish for in politics, because it's almost always worse than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And this vice presidential pick is what I'm concerned about if, in fact, Biden goes by the wayside before the end of his term.
Well, I'm going to throw a name out there as we go to break, and caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. The name I'm going to throw out there is Hillary Clinton. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. By the way, those people are a combined total, not only of the terrestrial radio stations, but also the internet and the satellite, and we're literally on 250 or thereabouts affiliates when you add in all the different internet sites that are playing this around the world, including the satellite. Now, hardly a week goes by when I do not get from Sean up at Moss Nissan me coming up there like I did 2 days ago to shake the hand of a new Nissan customer. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. That's because of the fact that Moss starts with Moss Care, and everybody knows what that means, free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you just can't beat what's going on at Moss right now. Plenty of new and pre-owned vehicles, and by the way, your trade-in is worth more money than you think, because right now the trade-in values have gone up about 21%. You can trade your ride in right now, have extra money in your pocket, go out, maybe you can take a vacation, your brand new ride. But check them out. Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save program. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get a great deal at Moss Nissan. Their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, Moss Nissan, test drive that brand-new, hottest SUV on the planet, the Rogue. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, we have a caller who's been waiting patiently on the line. I do believe he's from Atlanta. What's your name, sir, and where are you calling from?
Good morning, sir. I'm calling from the great state of Atlanta, where Stacey Abrams is still not the governor, and she would not buy a car from Moss Nissan. It's my understanding by the Constitution that if the vice president becomes president, the Speaker of the House becomes vice president. It would probably be the first time that the left actually did something by the Constitution, being that she is so far left and
right.
That she is actually a she. And, you know, identity politics is what we're going on by now, so as long as it's a female, then they're going to go for it.
Okay. We'll try to answer your question. Thank you very much. You know, Frank, you and I talked about something here. Nobody's talking about Stacey Abrams. She could conceivably wind up being in the mix.
Yeah, the Democrats have a penchant for taking people who lose elections and giving them important positions. So, yeah, Stacey Abrams would be probably on the short list. Going back to when in secession order, that's the secession order per the Constitution isn't a loss of life. This would be something that they would plan for, so you would actually have somebody in line that they could move politically. So he's right in when you're talking about the secession when it comes to a sudden death or an assassination.
Right.
But when they can plan for it, they can plan the appointment. And there is no one. And Nancy Pelosi, quite honestly, I don't think she'd want the job. I was talking with somebody about this yesterday. He said, How come Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi never run for president? I said, because they have too much power in their positions.
Sure.
You know, Congress is a different animal, and that's where all the backroom dirty politics happens is in Congress. And right now, the two plum jobs are with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, so they don't really want to give that up, even though she's third in line, she doesn't want to give it up, so she wouldn't see her move to that unless there was a death.
Do you remember how Gerald Ford wound up as the vice president?
Yeah, and then you think about when Spiro Agnew resigned as well.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there's history, and then I was going to say recent history, but then I'm showing my age, demonstrates how politically things can move. That's how Nelson Rockefeller became, you know, vice president. What was that?
By the way, it's not age, it's wisdom.
Yeah, that's you and I keep telling ourselves that.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, let's take a call from our professional question asker, because we might really get something interesting here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Did you see on the TV, or maybe you did, I don't know, but where they saw the Navy is teaching critical race theory. They had an admiral.
Yeah.
They were
Admiral Gilday. Yep.
Right. I mean, this is just insane, the stuff that he was saying that they were teaching. And this guy seems like he wanted to teach it, too, you know?
We'll answer that for you. He actually recommended the book and the author, Admiral Gilday.
The one thing that people should start screaming from the top of the rafters is that it's a theory. It's a theory.
No.
It's not fact. It's not based in any kind of historical, empirical evidence brought about by historical means. It's a theory created by people at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to teach this. We want to teach this. If they were teaching it in the context of it being a theory, that would be one thing, but if that was the case, the military wouldn't be teaching it to anybody because they don't really go on theory unless it's war strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to teach it in schools, you want to teach it here, you want to mandate that this is a theory, and theories are to be challenged. That means, you know, a theory is not based in fact. That's why it's called a theory.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to start pointing that out a little bit. Critical race theory is not something that's based in fact. It's someone's opinion that they're trying to pass off as fact, and we're getting railroaded into just dealing with it. We've got to stop the left, or we've got to stop allowing the left to define the terms and define the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
To bring back a statement, a phrase by Nancy Reagan, just say no.
Mm. By the way, we started apparently a lottery in the chat room. Hillary Rodham Clinton, number one, Michelle Obama, number two, or an unknown Latina, number three.
No, and Latino would be another one. But I the more I think about Stacey Abrams, the more she would be a pick simply because, again, the Democrat Party likes to talk about diversity and inclusion and equity and all that other stuff, but they would pick somebody because of their race and because of their gender.
Yeah, and we already know that. By the way, the Supreme Court made a couple of interesting decisions yesterday. First, they tossed Obamacare out for, I believe, the seventh time challenged by the 18 Republican states on the grounds of the fact that they had no legal standing to bring the suit to begin with. Where have I heard that
before? Yeah, there's... We have to start lobbying. If the judicial branch is going to keep hiding behind standing, then we're going to have to move as a society to pressure our legislative branch to remove that amend the Constitution to remove that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep abdicating their responsibility to answer constitutional questions, hiding behind standing. Well, then let's get rid of standing. Let's get rid of it then. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to do your job because you're hiding behind a technicality, then we're going to have to force you to do it. So let's start a movement to get a constitutional amendment that amends, among other things. We should probably have an amendment that says term limits, balanced budget, and getting rid of standing when it comes to the judicial cover. Because it's getting a little ridiculous that you can have questions of states suing states and people suing states. And that's outlined specifically in Article 3, Section 2.
Mm-hmm.
They outline specifically that these are cases that the Supreme Court has to take, and they find a way to say, well, you don't have standing to bring it forward. You know what? Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Do your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your job is not going to cocktail parties and hobnobbing and giving speeches over at Harvard. Your job is actually going to work and hearing the cases that have constitutional issues attached to them. And two of them so far I've seen dismissed because of standing. It's starting to become a little bit of bovine feces here.
Yeah. All right. And folks, I am talking to Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Go over there, check him out. He's got a podcast over there. Great articles that are over there. Has guest articles that come over there, too. And you just never know who you might see writing articles over there or what the articles might be about, because a lot of good stuff over there. And then you've got that little daily news blurb that you put out there. So hold that thought, folks. When we come back from the break here, we will be talking again to Frank Salvato. He's agreed to stick around for an extra segment. And God knows it's a rich news environment today. But we're going to talk about Texas and about the border wall over there, about the fact that help is on the way. We're also going to mention Arizona again, because there's something that took place in Arizona that nobody's talking about that you're going to see reflect around the country soon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Feds push the inflation panic button Thursday, readjusting their inflation predictions for March, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen failed to explain her position on the deductions for state and local taxes enacted by President Trump. In her testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said Biden does not have a clear position on repealing those tax deductions. The House voted 268 to 161 on Thursday to repeal the 2002 authorization for use of military force in Iraq. If passed by the Senate, the repeal of the AUMF would tie the hands and prevent future presidents from carrying out attacks in Iraq without approval from Congress. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Thursday foster care agencies have a First Amendment right to turn away same-sex couples, and local governments cannot refuse to work with those agencies. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, if you're listening to me right now in the state of Florida, there are 6 dealers that you can hear me right now, right there in the little towns where they're at. Not only just St. Petersburg and Tampa, but around the state of Florida, where you can hear me tell you about Everglades Equipment Group. You've got one right there in your little community. Now, they have got reliable equipment. They have fair prices, and they do give extraordinary service. And I'll tell you what, a couple of my neighbors have bought the riding lawnmowers. One guy bought a push mower from Reliable or Everglades Equipment Group, and he told me, he says, it's the best piece of equipment he's ever had yet. And that's what you like to hear. So check them out. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Check that out. And hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Frank, I'm gonna do something here right now. I do this every now and then. So here we go. Folks, America needs you. Hardcore, progressive, left, socialists, communists, liberal, big tech companies, the fake news media, and what's known as the New Democratic Party have all teamed up to take me and you down, and more importantly, to take America down too. Now, it's the liberal elitists versus all of us. And friends, the time has come. We all need to pick up the pace, and all hands need to be on deck. If it's more important right now than ever before that we remain strong, which is why I'm asking you to step up and get involved. We need to absolutely crush the Democrats and their evil intentions for our great America before we won't be able to. Get involved. Volunteer. Seek out like-minded friends and groups. We can, we will prevail. America needs us right now. And your comment to that, Mr. Frank?
No, I concur 100%. The one thing I would add is understand that you're not alone.
Right.
That's a big thing. The left likes to play the divide and conquer game, so they try to make people on the right, the 80 million people who voted for Donald Trump, they like to make them try to make them feel as if they're alone, as if they shouldn't talk about their ideology, their politics, the way that they feel about the politics, the way they feel about government. They make you feel, they attempt to make you feel as though you shouldn't espouse those things because you're not in the mainstream. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's an incredible lie. You are not alone, so don't be afraid to speak up. Doesn't mean you have to play their game of being in your face and screaming at people, but make your argument and stand up for what you believe. Have courage, because these times today, they call for standing up and having courage in the face of people who are trying to dismantle the United States. He said it right before he was elected the first time, Barack Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America,
Correct.
And they have been moving towards that ever since his first day in office.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You are so right. By the way, inflation is not a problem, so says our monetary central planners. Well, I guess it's not as much of a problem unless you want to buy a house or drive a car or maybe eat food, because home prices are up over 20% in the past year and climbing. Home prices under $300,000 were almost half the sales a year ago, and now they're only about a fourth and dropping. And what we're seeing right now is the death of the starter home right around in front of our eyes. You remember that? Those starter homes that we all bought?
Oh, absolutely. And you want to add a complication to that. You've got investment firms like BlackRock, which holds trillions of dollars in assets and investments, on Wall Street. They're starting to buy houses.
Yep.
And they're putting them into rental assets.
Mm-hmm.
So the average cost of homes, I mean, if you've got a community where you were used to seeing for sale signs, you'll notice you're not seeing them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like BlackRock and Berkshire Hathaway and these major investment firms on Wall Street are gobbling up all the houses to turn them into rentals to recoup investment. So that's another reason that buying a house is going to become incredibly difficult, because they're paying what people are asking. You know, normally when you go to sell a house, you ask for something, you hope you get something about $5,000-$7,000 less, and you'll take it and run with the money.
Mm-hmm.
They're just paying what people are asking, or even more than what they're asking, because they want them. And in one case in Texas, they bought an entire subdivision.
Yeah. Now I'm going to date myself. In his presidential debate against Jimmy Carter, the GOP nominee at that time was Ronald Reagan. And he said, and I quote, and folks, remember this if you don't ever remember anything else. He said, and I quote, Ronald Reagan, "We don't have inflation because the people are living too well. We have inflation because the government is living too well."
Yeah, and it's the truth. We haven't had a budget, and I can't remember for how long.
10 years, anyway.
You know, yeah. You know, you keep hearing about these continuing resolutions. Whenever you hear that, that just means they haven't done a budget again. Our federal government doesn't have a budget. The president will create a budget, and he'll submit it to Congress, and then Congress adapts what they've had before and passes a continuing resolution to change the numbers and what they already have.
Mm-hmm.
That's not crafting a new budget. And in each of these continuing resolutions, their spending goes up, 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 up.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line here, and if Reagan were still alive, I am sure he would concur, is we can't afford our federal government any longer.
Right.
The people of the United States can't afford our federal government anymore because they are spendthrift.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to not spend.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Eric is saying, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I remember that too. All right, let's talk about Texas for a minute, because Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding Joe Biden return the border wall land seized by the federal government to the state of Texas so they can start finishing the wall.
No, I was talking to a former Texan about this, and our eyebrows went up at the same time. Why, you know, I applaud Abbott for saying we're going to build the wall. We're just going to build it. Screw the federal government. We're going to build the wall. I wouldn't even want the land back the federal government has taken already. I would go maybe 25 feet inside the wall that the federal government has put up to the extent that it
don't
has.
Don't need to go that far. It could be 3 feet.
Yeah, I would mm-hmm. double wall it. This is the Texas wall, that's the federal wall. Oh, and by the way, mm-hmm. the Texas wall doesn't have any entry points.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yep.
So you could come in the United States if you want to through the federal embarkation points, but mm-hmm. you're going to have to take a left to get to New Mexico in order to enter the United States because we don't have any entry points in Texas.
That's it. That's it.
I would love to see that.
Mhm. You're right. And then something else that happened this week in Arizona that nobody's talking about, but I found out about it. Lawmakers from 13 states were in Arizona watching the audit that was going on. Now, it's the six states, we know who they are. The other seven, making a total of 13, are others that had some sort of a problem with their voting. And they are going back to their states to launch their very own version of an audit there.
And they should. And then this comes on the heels of a memo that came out about Fulton County in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
That says there was massive double counting. There was no chain of custody for any of the drop box ballots.
Right.
And that fraud was unbelievable in the last election. So, hey, man, if you think Stacey Abrams would be a great vice president,
yep.
you know, this is what you'd be getting. Someone who defends the system that literally defrauded the people of Fulton County out of a valid vote.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely positively right. And I've heard the same thing, and the people in Atlanta are hearing you saying it right now. By the way, in the latest polls, Joe Biden is down 6 points in terms of Democratic voters and 11 points in terms of the independents. He's in big trouble.
Dad, I'm glad the independents are waking up because you really shouldn't have voted for the guy in the first place.
Nope.
Voting against someone because the media says he's bad is not a good reason to deliver your vote for the other guy because the media sucks.
Mm-hmm.
They have been in the tank for the Democrat Party since before the Clintons.
Yep.
And it's time we realize that and start thinking for ourselves. Independents, stop listening to Joe Scarborough. Stop listening to MSNBC and CNN. Mm. They do not have honesty or your best interest at stake. Do your own research. We say that all the time on the show. Do your own research and make up your own mind.
Amen, brother. I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay dry.
Stay low.
All right. I'm telling him that with my tongue in my cheek, because he's up there where they're going to get the fringes of what looks like it's going to be Claudette. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone guy, Patrick Tyler.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Don't forget, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A, and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't. Now, if you want to stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, you can do that. Otherwise, give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain said, yeah, it'll definitely save you some money. All right, the Sports Zone QB himself, Patrick Hyland, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
I want to compliment the folks up there in New York at the New York Islanders Stadium where they stood up there again and sang the national anthem. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. Great game. Tampa Bay Lightning pulls it out 2-1. Over the New York Islanders, it's turning out to be a great series, like everybody predicted. Kind of ironic, Lightning are up 2-1 in the series and win the game 2-1. So, very, very exciting news in that department.
When's the next game?
They will play tomorrow, Kathy. Tomorrow.
Up there.
Up in New York. And we'll see what happens, and then we'll come back down to Tampa Bay for the fifth game. And depending on what happens tomorrow and the fifth game next Tuesday, then we'll see if if they move on to the finals, or there'll be a game six. So that's where we are on that series. U.S. Open started yesterday, Captain, and Brooks Koepka came out of the gate playing very well. And Louis Oosthuizen is leading the tournament with Chad Henley. So for all the golf people out there, they're playing in San Diego, California. Beautiful down there. A little fog yesterday, so they had to delay the start of the tournament. But they got it underway. Finally got it in. Roy, he shot a 70, so he's still in the hunt. It's going to be a good tournament out there. And, we'll see what Phil Mickelson and Jordan Spieth can do. They didn't play their best yesterday, but they hung in there.
How about this tennis pro, this gal, Naomi Osaka? She withdrew from Wimbledon. She says she's taking personal time off, and she's going to compete at the Olympics. But still, what the heck's going on there?
Well, she just, you know, she has been going around a lot, traveling a lot, playing a lot. So she figures she's going to represent, you know, and do well in the Olympics. So I respect that. Should be a very interesting Olympics this year. Like the swimming and the tennis and a lot of things are going to be exciting to watch in the Summer Olympics.
Well, I know the pressure affects people a lot of different ways, but I think that she kind of has really gotten to her, and I think maybe that's why she needs the time off.
She started very young, too, Captain. You know, I mean, they start young now in tennis, but, yeah, that's tough. Like you said, mentally as well as physically.
How about the Bucks, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers apparently having a little discussion? So we're hearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're still friends. I mean, they're not best friends, but they still, you know, are friends and can talk. They both play the toughest position in professional sports and played it at a high level. So you're going to respect each other when you do that. And I'm curious what's happening with them. It's turned into a soap opera now, though, Captain, I think. And it's kind of, you know, cut bait. And just, Aaron, are you staying or are you going? Or where would you like to be traded now, make some calls? It just needs to stop.
I think he needs to go to Denver. I think he could really do well with the Denver Broncos. I mean, it's the same type of weather, all that sort of stuff. Go on. Get out.
Yeah, I agree. Von Miller, the great linebacker for the Broncos, doesn't think it's going to happen. And he's banking on Drew Locke. And I do like the kid Drew Locke, quarterback for the Broncos. Good strong arm, stays in the pocket, moves well. So I think they're happy with him also, though. But, I mean, you can get an Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let's talk a little baseball, because the baseball teams now, I don't know what's going to happen, but the pitchers have got to change their delivery. What's that all about?
Well, they're saying that because now they're not going to let them put things on the ball to get a better grip. Well, you know what? It was getting a little silly. The ball was breaking to the point. Okay, are we going to pivot? Wiffle ball. They were getting used to it, and Major League Baseball said, no, that's enough. Well, they didn't juice the baseballs this year, so the home run production isn't what it used to be. People like that. Here in America, people like scoring. They don't like a 1-0 baseball game. They don't like a 1-0 soccer match. It's just human nature, what we've been accustomed to. Look at football. Back in the day, 14-10, 14-13 was the common score, Captain. Now,
do they like triple plays in baseball?
Oh, yeah. Stick out of that.
Yankees turned one last night at the expense of the Blue Jays.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm curious. If they get their bats in order, they're going to be scary. The Yankees will be back in business. But the Rays are still kicking tail in the league, and the Red Sox are hanging in there, too. That's a great, at least, base division, to say the least. That's exciting to a lot of people out there. So that's pretty much it in the way of sports, Captain. I appreciate you having me on the air, and appreciate people tuning us in on from 11 to 12 on Sundays. We'll talk a little bit more about the hockey and professional football. I'll be here before we know it, and college football. So.
All righty. Well, we will let you go, and I will catch you Sunday.
See you soon, Captain. God bless everybody. Bye.
All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, oh, by the way, Patrick Hyland's segment is brought to you by Patrick Hyland, because this is what Patrick Hyland does in real life.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty. Good morning to Fred Kay down there in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, this is funny. I got to read this just the way it says it. Captain Matt, I had to run to the nearest basin when I heard you mention the name Hillary. No chance. Number one, the Obamas won't stand for it. Well, that's what we talked about. Number two, it's like a Kleenex tissue once used, in her case, three times, discarded. Plus, we, as Carl Rose said, she gained? Another 30 pounds? Yeah, that's probably true. But we threw that out there, Fred, because it's got to mention it. You got to mention it when we talk about what do they do when Joe Biden goes by the wayside. Joe Biden is not going to last 4 years. They want that title of first female president. Kamala is going to be the president. Who's the vice president going to be? I think it's going to be another woman. And I think that it's going to come from within the ranks. Who it's going to be, we just don't know. Now, here's Fred B., and because we've got two Freds. Okay, originally from Colorado. Let's see, now where's he at? He's out doing something. But anyway, okay, Captain and Kyle, this is Fred again, originally from Colorado. You had to learn those square rectangular states when you were a schoolboy in geography class. Anyway, Jack Phillips, the baker there, why does not that transgender couple go to a bakery other than that of Jack Phillips? Why don't they go to a Muslim baker or demand a cake with gay characters as a decoration, Fred? Okay, well, Fred, the reason for that is because this baker has been a target for several years, a target. They got started on him. He took him to court, and they want paybacks, so this is what they're doing. They're doing all of this nonsensical stuff. And, of course, this is about some woman supposedly, I guess, is turning transgender, and it's her celebration of coming out as a transgender or something like that. I guess is what this is. I'm not really sure. I haven't read up on the thing totally, but that's my understanding of it. So that's what the reason is there. And, you know, I don't really care about that stuff, okay? They can keep that to themselves. They can go to a city park. They can yell, scream, holler up in the air, whatever they want to do, but keep it somewhere else. And, oh, by the way, the IRS denied a tax exemption to a Texas religious group because of prayer. Said they didn't qualify for what they were doing. Well, I can't win them all. But we'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain America Third Watch. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. They work for us. We don't work for them. Start acting like it, ladies and gentlemen. Start acting like it. I'll see you tonight. God bless.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.